We are back for hour two of the Weekly Reverse Speech Show on this the 11th of August 2017. And for this hour, we are bringing back to the program, I think, for his third visit. Might be his fourth. I think it's his third. Anyway, we're bringing Jeff Toth, my right-hand man, the man behind the scenes who makes it all work. How are you, Jeff?
Hey, David. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What's this, your third or fourth visit on the show? Third, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's the third.
Yeah, that's
for your new show.
Yeah, for the new show. Yeah, right,
Yeah.
Right. So what's the weather like there in Oregon?
Oh, we're 90 degrees, pretty warm, and looks like we're going to have a thunderstorm or two, maybe.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah,
well, we'll see.
Yeah. Jeff lives out in the middle of nowhere, everyone, and I like going and staying with Jeff. It's wonderful. No neighbors.
Yep. No city. No civilization.
No, none at all.
Just to speak of, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, traffic jam out here is five cars.
Right. And ironically enough, you live in what's called the Oregon Outback.
Yeah. And I never even knew that existed until I came out here to look at this place and turned off on the highway and they said, "Welcome to the Oregon Outback." What's that? You know?
So very
it is kind of like the Outback.
Yeah, it is rather, isn't it? Yeah, you've got that. What is it, sagebrush or saltbush? I don't know. We call it
sagebrush.
Sagebrush.
Although I found out it's not native to the area. It's an import to our country. And it's taken over.
Yeah, that'll be right. Oh, dear me. Yeah. And you've had a couple of little visitors to your house the last couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah. The deer's been all over the place. In fact, I've seen something I never saw before in my life or ever heard of the other day. I noticed that the cats had alerted to something out in the yard, so I looked and there was a deer out there. And then all of a sudden I noticed about 30 feet in front of the deer was a coyote. That's bad news.
Oh.
Right? And the deer looked at me and then all of a sudden it charged and attacked that coyote.
Oh, my.
And it chased that coyote half a mile away.
Oh, my. Vicious little creatures, aren't they?
Yeah, I guess it was protecting its area or something. I don't know, but I've asked around, and nobody's ever heard of a deer chasing off coyote before. But they can be pretty dangerous. I know they've attacked humans, and their hooves can really do some damage.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like the kangaroos in the Aussie outback. You don't want to mess with them, mate. They stand up on the tails and then disembowel you with their legs.
Yeah, that's I took my son to that zoo there south of Adelaide.
Oh, yeah.
And one of those big kangaroos come up to him to get some food from him. And he had run out, and so the kangaroo stood up on its hind legs, and it was a head taller than he was. My son's eyes got big around his saucers, you know, because all of a sudden this giant thing was standing next to him. The kangaroo had one paw on his shoulder, too.
Oh, dear. Oh, that'd be too scary for me.
Yeah, kind of funny. But, they could do some damage if they want to.
Now, when you and I drove across the outback in Australia, well, partial outback, and I drive to Sydney, no, to Brisbane, sorry, where did we drive to? We drove to Sydney, then up to Brisbane, if I remember correctly.
Right. Well, yeah. I thought it was from Brisbane we drove across coming back, didn't we?
Yeah, that's right. We drove across the desert and coming back.
We stopped at one point, and I took a 360-degree picture. Because the horizon was just the flattest I'd ever seen in my life. There was nothing on the horizon for 360 degrees.
Yeah.
The tallest thing was a weed.
Right.
And
there was kangaroos out in the early morning hours, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. where we stopped, there was kangaroos just hanging around there.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing. What was sad was all the dead ones on the highway.
Oh, I know. Yeah, they'll ruin your car too. They're like brick walls, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's everybody's got rhubarbs in Australia.
Yeah, I know they do. Yeah, they'll take out your hood, mate.
That's for sure. Mm. That's for sure. Well, we have the deer problem up here. I hear them on the radio every day, the state police saying they got a dead deer at such and such milepost. They got to pick it up.
Oh, talk about your radio. Is that any better?
The radio, I don't know. It seems to be not picking up like it's supposed to.
Yeah, I think I might have transmitted into it and blown up the inner.
Channel or something.
Yeah, we'll get you another one.
Yeah. Well, I've been looking at some real fancy ones that cover the 500 stations.
That's what you want, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. They're not too expensive these days. I remember when they used to be $300-$400, but they're nothing like that these days.
No. Well, the one you have was a real cheap one. If we're going to upgrade, we might as well upgrade to a better model, eh?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, absolutely.
I was just thinking before the break that, you know, you and I are so busy with everything that we never get to sit down and chat unless we're on the radio show.
I know.
You know, it's do our little business that we have to do, and then we're back busy doing what we need to do. So.
Yeah. Well, people don't seem to realize the amount of work it takes running reverse speech. I mean, my tape load is amazing. I mean, I've got about 25 clients right now, and that's a lot of tapes to do each week. I know.
I don't know how you do it. I'd rather sit down and write 2,000 lines of code than do that many clients.
I'm like a robot. I just put the headphones on and just transcribe, watch Fox News in the background, you know. Go and play my ham radio a little bit in between, except the bands have been dead the last few weeks. There's just nothing on.
So, really?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's got something to do with the upcoming eclipse.
Oh, well, it's a sunspot cycle. We're in a real low. Just nothing. I heard a station from Perth on the weekend, but that's just around the corner, you know. So.
Yeah. Well, they're going crazy here over this eclipse. I've heard on the internet, on Facebook, I've seen that people are renting out lots on their property for like $1,000 a night.
No kidding.
Yeah. Just to watch this eclipse. And
wow.
You know, and the southern line of the eclipse is north of me about 100 miles. So I'll get to view it, but not a total. Close enough. They got people coming in from all over the place. And now I noticed that the states and the counties and the cities are putting up notices of where you can't camp because they got many people coming in and then we're in extreme fire danger. So there'll be no gas engines running, you know, like generators and all that kind of stuff. And they can't have campfires or anything. So I'm sure there'll be a lot of people who aren't aware of that, but yeah, so they're making a big deal about it. I'm not sure why. I saw an eclipse once before. It was no big deal.
Oh, yeah, okay, all right. I'm just watching on the news, changing the topic, and Guam getting all ready in case they're attacked. So, what do you think of the reversals I played in the first hour about?
Oh, yes. That's one of my favorite topics about reverse speech. It's, you're talking about maybe the subconscious mind exists outside of time.
Yeah.
I also kind of see it if you ascribe to the holographic universe. thing where the information is on the outside shell and we're just the hologram acting out something that's already been written. Everything that's ever happened and everything that's ever going to happen is already written.
That's a pretty intense philosophical concept to get your head around.
Yeah. And so maybe the subconscious mind can read the script.
Well, I'm sure it can. I personally think it's providing proof of the collective unconscious that Carl Jung only had theories on, you know.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so, too, because, well, I've even experienced, you know, having knowledge that I couldn't possibly have. You know, so where's that come from?
Yeah, right. Yep. Well, if we're to believe these reversals, then we're heading for a conflict with North. Well, we're having a conflict with North Korea right now. But if North Korea make the first move, it's toast. It's all over. North Korea will cease to exist as a country.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes I'm thinking that it's all just a bunch of hype to hide what they're really doing. You know, there's no better way to control a people than to keep them in fear.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Because, you know, as far as I'm concerned, so what if they have nukes, you know? You can have all the missiles you want, all the nukes you want, all the power plants you want. But if you use them against us, we'll deny you existence on the planet.
Yeah.
You know? Why get upset over it? So I don't know. But
that's politics.
Oh, I know. I'm just can't tell you how disgusted I am with the leaders and politicians in this world. You know? Don't even know what to say about it anymore.
Yeah, well, reverse speech doesn't bode well for the political system, does it?
No. And hopefully, as reverse speech gets out there, it'll help dismantle it.
I think that's ultimately what's going to happen. Go ahead.
Without secrecy, they cannot exist.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Go on. I forgot what I was going to say now.
I was going to say that the secrecy is what the reverse speech is going to destroy. They won't be able to hide anything or tell lies or anything.
Right.
And they won't be able to operate.
Yeah, well, after I gave my lectures in Washington, one of the CIA agents who were at the lecture said to Scott Jones, who organized it, he said, "This can't be true because it means there'll be no more secrets." And that's exactly what it means now. And I got an email just this morning, and they said, "I've been following you for a few years now, and I believe you are the leader of a cultural revolution. It must be hard work, but somehow or another, you've been chosen." So that's a quite interesting thing, because I think that's what reverse sweeps will ultimately lead to. Well, there will be a cultural revolution. I mean, that's that reversal. We deal with revolution.
Absolutely. I firmly believe that. You know, it's definitely going to be a revolution in human behavior. You know,
yeah, the question is, how can we get it out there faster, Jeff? Gee whiz. Oh, my God.
I don't know if that's possible. You know, it takes people so long to accept real change.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, you know, I know.
It takes sometimes generations.
Yes, it does take generations. History shows that tale, doesn't it?
Yes, and it's unfortunate when something. But then another thing I look at too is I think these days we're fed so much BS, nobody can tell what's real or what's not.
You know what we need? Well, we need more. Currently, we've got one analyst who does reversals. That's Naomi from Canada. We need like 10 Naomi's so that we can constantly upgrade. I mean, there's just so much stuff to look at.
Yes. See, I was thinking we need like a newswire service.
Yes, right? Yes.
Even more, 20 people sitting around taking news feeds, recording them, and doing the analysis on them immediately and getting that information back out just as soon as possible.
Yes.
You know, and then get on to someday when we have software that'll find it automatically, then we can get that information instantaneously.
Yeah. Oh, incidentally, I guess you should have put that down as part of the app requirements that we're wanting. Software that'll find the reversals.
Oh, yes. Well, I thought about that. That we need, you know, some updates to our software, and I want to get that database built. And so we'll start out simple and see how they perform. If they perform, we'll move on.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, we're upgrading the app, everybody. So app's been – gee, we've had that for 4 years now, haven't we?
Yeah. I know. I'm very disappointed in it.
Yes, I know. There's a few bugs in it. I know. But I should tell you, I get reversals, emails all the time. People say, oh, I love your app. I found this reversal. I found that reversal.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it does. It performs its basic function.
Yeah, I know. So, but it needs a lot of improvement. It's full of bugs. So,
we're going to get that all fixed and maybe even have it do a lot more stuff for us.
Yeah. No, that'll be great. Yeah. So we're starting that, folks. We're already started that process. And
get the Android version out too.
Right, that's ultra important. That's high on the list. Yes. Oh, dear. Sorry for the delay, everyone.
Yeah.
It'll get there. It'll get done.
It seems so difficult to get these things done these days.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, thanks for chasing all that up for me, Jeff. I surely don't have time to do it.
Yep. The software, for example. You know, we tried getting that started, back in 1998?
Yeah, that's right.
And how many times did we get ripped off?
Oh, gee. I remember one guy, I mean, this is stupid. My fault. I kicked myself in the butt all the time. These two guys flew out from New York and said they got their software for us. So I said, okay, all right, we'll come and show it to me. And it was a piece of, you know what. And he says, oh, well, I've got to fix it up yet. I haven't finished it yet. So I'm thinking, well, why on earth did you come out to show me an uncompleted project? Anyway, he said, oh, we need $5,000 to complete it. So like an idiot, go and write him out a check for $5,000, and then the guy disappears. I never hear from him again.
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
Yeah, stupid. Yeah. That happened a couple times.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, then we had that other guy trying to do it. That was Kevin, wasn't it?
No concept of what we needed.
No, I know. Yeah, it's one of my frustrations. I just finishing off. It's only a metaphor. Well, actually, the editing's almost done. That book's going to be out in about a month, everyone. So it's only a metaphor. Big book. It's like 600 pages. What was I going to say? It's completely gone. It's completely disappeared. I was going to make some comment that I just wrote about in the book. About everyone tries to make reverse speech fit their glove, but they never want to don't want to accept reverse speech on its own terms. You know, like every marketing person I've ever had has wanted me to delete all the negative reversals. And it's like, I'm sorry, that's part of what reverse speech is. You know, you can't just present one side of it, you know.
Right, Right. They want to change it to fit their marketing schemes.
That's right.
Yep. You know, but it's reverse speech is what it is.
That's right.
And to mess with it is to detract from it. That's for sure.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. No marketing team yet has taken reverse speech on its own terms and devised a program around reverse speech to try to change reverse speech to fit their program. And you just can't do that. It just can't be done.
Yeah, no.
Idiots, all of them.
Yeah.
Except with my reversal.
Yeah, well, I know. We run into a few of those. That's for sure.
Yeah, we certainly do. However, the new system seems to be working. For those who haven't caught up with it, we've started an affiliate program, and I offer 20% commission to any product sold, books, training programs, session work. And we've already had three or four of those so far since I introduced that. So that's not too bad. That shows it's working. Okay.
That's good.
Yeah, so sign up to be an affiliate, reversespeech.net/refer, reversespeech.net/refer, and you can become affiliate of Reverse Speech and earn 20% commission. There you go.
It's a good thing to do. It's a good thing to do for people, too, to get them in there. It really will help them out.
Yeah, and I think it's a far better way of spending my advertising dollars, because advertising just has never worked for Reverse Speech, unfortunately.
It's a tough thing to advertise.
Yeah, it certainly is. Anyway, there's our top of the hour break, folks. We'll be back right after this.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy two Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077. Okay, we are back. It's for the final segment of the weekly Reverse Speech Show. If you want to call in or talk to Jeff or me, the toll-free number is 844 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Let me just get a quick plug in for the next Reverse Speech training class, which starts on October the 7th, 2 months away. However, we have 15 people signed up already, and I'm cutting off at 20. So if you are wanting to take this class, you better get cracking and contact me. Call me on 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077. Cutting off at 20 students. I got 15 already. So it looks like it's going to be a good class, Jeff. You're going to have your work cut out for you soon.
Yep. Lots of technical support.
Yep. Yep. Jeff's our tech guy, which you will need. He'll help you not just only with the software, but with your computer problems as well. It's all it's all included in the cost of the course. So,
We just want to get people up and running because we desperately need much more of the population of the planet doing reverse speech.
Yes, yes, yes. It's the only way it's going to grow. And of course, anyone who starts now is going to be a pioneer. You know, you're really starting right at the ground floor, basically, you know. So.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, October 7th, folks, next training class. Call me on after the show on 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077. That's an American number, but it rings at my desk here in Australia. So there we go.
Yep.
Yeah, right. So, what's the most common technical problem you get, Jeff?
Oh, well, it's really a variety. I suppose the most common one is, for whatever reason, I could speculate, but when Windows installs, it installs with the recording channel hidden and disabled.
Oh, yeah?
And so people install, well, if you try to install any software and try to record something, you can't.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah. And I don't know why they do that. I wonder if it has something to do with the music industry or you know, the entertainment industry. But, yeah, so the most common one is you have to go in and, first of all, unhide the channel and then enable it. So once you do that, then the problems are minor and just, you know, varied after that. So.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And our programmer for the software tells me you said we were going to have some updates or something coming out? Or?
Well, yeah, his daughter's going to be taking over the business. She just completed... well, let's see. I better look at the email to tell you. She's going to school.
Uh-huh.
And let me see if I can find that real quick.
Program while Jeff is looking for that is chap name of Ponu Chami from India. Really, really nice guy. Really helpful guy. He's been very good to us over the years, hasn't he?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, his daughter just completed. She's in her final year for BE Mechanical.
Okay.
And she's got a BA in something else here. What is that? Aeronautical?
Uh-huh.
Something.
Okay.
Anyway, she's taken over the software business.
Okay.
So he's training her up to speed on that. And because he's working on something else that's taking up all his time. So he said she'll be up to par in a few weeks here, and we're going to get a couple little bugs fixed in the software. And,
oh, good. Yeah. Good. Actually, there are a couple of bugs in the software. I should, I'll email you them and on the weekend, let you know what they are. You'd have to use it for a long period of time to know it. They don't come up immediately, like a common bug is that if the software has been open for 3 or 4 days, it suddenly starts looping. It'll get stuck on one track and just play for a little bit, then loop back to the beginning and play for a little bit, and there's nothing I can do to stop it, you know. It's you have to close the software out and open it back up again. And then it's fine for the next few days. And then it gets stuck and it loops again. So it's,
Well, I reckon you're the only person that keeps it open for three, four days in a row.
Yeah, right. I'm the only person who would notice that bug.
Yeah. Yeah. I know of, let's see, two little bugs. That is one that when you're processing an MP3 and the software is waiting for Windows to complete that, because we're using the Windows converters now.
Right.
The software says not responding. Most people think that means it's frozen, and they try to close it out, and that messes everything up. So that's one little bug I got to get fixed. It's got to say processing or something.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Different. Yeah. And the other bug I'm aware of is that, although this really never comes up, but if you're analyzing a master file and you later go back and chop off the one end or the other of it, it moves all your bookmarks.
Oh, yeah, that's happened to me a couple of times. Very frustrating.
Yes. But, I mean, you know, normally once you got a master file, you're not going to chop it anymore. So it doesn't come up very often.
Well, if you change the format from 2205 to 44.1, which I've done a few times, it changes the bookmarks too.
Yeah, that will.
Yeah.
You should start all recordings in 44.100.
Right, I do that now, yeah.
Yeah, because the problem is if you do 2250, and then you slow it down, you lose your quality of your audio.
Right.
Yeah, so it makes it very hard to hear the reversals then.
Right. Do you want to tell people what we're talking about, Jeff?
What are we talking about?
50 to 4100?
Yeah, that's the sampling rate of a recording. It takes 44,100 samples per second.
There you go.
Of the audio, and so it's a very good quality audio.
Right.
And that's the other thing about our software too. I use it to listen to music with because there weren't any shortcuts taken. When it compresses the audio and everything, it uses every single possible point where you'll find a lot of audio programs. They'll skip that and use every fifth point or every third point. You start losing quality. But Bonajami spent the extra time, and so our software actually samples every single point in the graph. Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that. Well, there you go. New every day. Yeah.
So it does a really good, you know, if you're listening to music, you open up your music in the software, it plays it really good.
And it's such a superb audio editing program. I love it. Cut and
paste. Oh, yeah.
Graphic equalizer, and I mean, you know, it's we got that review, didn't we? Top of the market, one of the best audio software in the market. Someone reviewed it as well.
That was audiophile.com or something. It's for audio editors.
Yeah.
You know, and they said it was just top quality, although it was funny. They said, we're not exactly sure what the speech and the functions for it are. It's still the best audio editor. So kind of got a laugh out of that myself. But
if you haven't got the software, folks, you go to reversespeechpro.com. Okay, that's the site, isn't it, Jeff? ReverseSpeechPro.com?
Yep.
ReverseSpeechPro.com and go and get your very own copy of the Reverse Speech software. Yeah. And start, not only will you have a software that'll do everything you need to analyze and document and dump reversals, but you'll have a very efficient and powerful audio editing program on your hands, too.
Absolutely. And, you know, goes back to have to talk about when we used to use tape machines.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it was so frustrating to use tape machines to create our examples in their proper format with the forwards and three speeds. And it'd take 25, 30 minutes to create one example.
Going
back and forth. And if you accidentally miscued just a little bit, you'd have to start over and everything. And now that same work that took 30 minutes with the tape machines, you can do in 4 seconds with the software.
Yep, that's right. Yep.
And that was a leap forward for reverse speech right there.
Oh, yeah, to say the least. It certainly was.
And then being able to play the audio and go forwards and backwards while it's playing, that was one of the great features that we came out with. Because most audio editing software, in fact, all that I know of, that you actually have to stop the audio before you can go backwards. And then you have to stop it again before you can go forwards. And, boy, that gets time-consuming if you're doing 30-minute tape.
Yeah, you don't need to do that with this one. Just straight forwards, backwards.
Yep. And that's what I'm hoping one of the features I'm going to get them to put into the app now so that we can do that with the app.
Well, you can do that with the existing app, can't you?
Well, yeah. But I think it's a little more difficult because you're dealing with a slide switch rather than just a button.
Oh, I see. Yeah, right.
Well, it's going to be a big improvement. And then everybody who's purchased it already will get the upgrade for free.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll obviously. Just be put to the Apple Store and you'll get your little message that says upgrades available.
Yeah, we're going to get that upgraded. Yeah, it's a constant job, isn't it? You're never done. You're constantly putting.
Yeah. Always working on something. And then we're going to work on, after we get those up and running and going, we're going to work on getting this master database for reverse speech.
Oh, yeah. Now, I don't fully understand that. Tell me about that.
Well, it'll be a database that we can store every reversal ever found in.
Okay.
And it's going to have spaces for every piece of information that goes with that reversal, like who spoke it, who found it, what it says forwards, the text, the actual audio files and everything. And once that information's in there, well, what's ever put in there, you'll be able to cross-reference it, find out what percentage of the time Wolf is used, what percentage of the time Goddess is used, you know.
Okay.
Whatever statistics you want to find. And so it'll be one big master database, and, of course, we'll back it up in a bunch of different places. But it'll be something that people can access, and they can go in and type in and say, show me all the reversals on Donald Trump. It'll bring up every reversal we ever found on him in their logical order by date. And you can just make everything. It'll be a lot easier, and plus we'll be able to gain knowledge from the database.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah. And it's something I've been wanting to do for years. And Jack Johnston had actually started something like that, but I don't think it was advanced enough. I can't recall what happened with that project.
Yeah.
So it was quite a few years ago, but anyway, so that's another thing we want to work on. And then maybe we can start working on software that will automatically find reversals. That would be the the next leap forward, I believe.
Yes, yes. So how long do you reckon that's going to take?
For the automatic software?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would even venture a guess in that. No idea. You know, I couldn't even tell you if it can actually be done.
I believe
it can be done. Right? I mean, they can do it with forward speech. Yeah, so, and the thing is, you know, voice recognition isn't that accurate.
No.
And I believe that's because they're trying to do voice recognition with only half the database. And that half the database is the forward speech. They're not taking into consideration the reverse speech.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, no.
So, yeah, once they accept and take in the reverse speech, that'll be the whole database. I think we could have perfect voice recognition then.
Yeah, I'd say you're absolutely right. Wow.
You know, so it may be cheaper to develop the voice recognition first with the reverse speech.
Huh.
But then if you did that, it would also automatically find the reversals.
Yeah. Huh. I just had an idea. I don't want to talk about it on the air.
Okay.
I'll email you afterwards.
Text it to me so you don't forget.
yeah, I'll remember. okay, all right. So, just an idea I had. All right. So, improvements in the software, improvements in the app. What else is happening? I know the documentary crew are spending 2 solid weeks this month working on the getting all the latest footage all documented and cut together, and so it's all happening, folks. It's all happening. So
yeah, I can't wait to see this documentary.
Yeah, nor can I. Nor can everyone else. Yeah. People keep asking me, "Isn't it out yet?"
And, yeah. We wish.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, it is what it is. Not much point upset about it.
Yeah. But they've got that going. And you got one book coming out and another one you're going to start writing?
Okay. It's only a metaphor. We'll be out in about a month. It's finished in the editing processes now. She said she'd get it to me this weekend. I want to read it again from cover to cover, though, before I put it out, because it is my autobiography, and some names have been changed, some have been kept the same. So, anyway, but they'll be out in the month. I'll keep you posted on that. And my next book after that will be entitled The Still Small Voice. It'll be all about the spiritual aspects of reverse speech. I haven't put pen to paper on that one yet, but it's in my mind. So, Anyway.
What about your science fiction book?
Oh, yeah. Oh, dear me. Yes. Called The Angelian Saga. It's a 3-book trilogy. It's when am I going to get time?
Boy. Yeah.
Boy.
Well, I liked what I read so far.
Yeah.
I'm dying to know what happens next.
Oh, okay. All right. Look, I'll get back to it.
Just add that to your schedule also.
So much to do.
I know.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a whole bunch of fun. So it's all good. It's all good. It's fun being involved in reverse speech. Get involved, folks. Take training. 503-568-7077. Call me. And we'll enroll you in the course. You can become a pioneer. How often do you get a chance to be a pioneer? Get involved in something that can be revolutionary, really, society changing in its impact. So,
yeah. change the whole planet, our whole civilization.
Yep, that's right. It will be that. It is that significant and will become that significant. I hope I see it in my lifetime. I've got to.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping for life extension.
Yes. Well, we're very close to that, too, by some of the documentaries I'm seeing on TV.
Oh, yeah. They might even already have it for the rich.
Yes, 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 yes. That wouldn't surprise me one little bit, of course. No. Just a matter of taking a little pill to lengthen those telerones, is what they call them, on the end of...
Telomeres?
Telomeres, is that what it is?
Yeah, telomeres. Yeah. So we revert back to our 35-year-old cells and we stay that way.
That's
indefinitely. That would be nice.
That would be marvelous. I would love to be 35 again.
Yeah. And I would love to live long enough to see, you know, continents drift, changes.
Wow.
Things that happen. Wow. And the future of mankind.
Wow. Yeah, I'd love to see that too. Yeah, yeah. I really would. We're heading for some exciting times. You know, I hope we do Mars in the next 20 years or so. God, we're so far behind on our space exploration. We should have been on Mars years ago.
Yeah, I believe so too. They put all their money into war instead of exploration, which is a shame. If we spent as much on space as we do on war, we'd already have Mars colonized and probably have warp drive too.
Yeah, we probably would too. I was reading that they can terraform Mars. It'll take them about 500 years, they're saying, but they can terraform the planet, give the oxygen back, the atmosphere back, and everything. So.
I wonder, the one thing I wonder about terraforming Mars is Mars doesn't have a magnetosphere to protect it.
Oh, it doesn't? Oh.
No. What are they going to do about that?
Oh. That's a bit of a worry.
Yeah, so that's, you know, like the Earth. Of course, I've been watching this ancient aliens theory. They think that ours is an unnatural protection field.
Oh,
the one that's protecting our planet. Yeah, they talk about how it adjusts before the sun spots or the sun flares hit us. And, they think that it could be part of an alien protection field of some sort. But, I haven't seen any exact evidence of that. But
yeah, I'd want to see some pretty convincing evidence before I bought a theory like that.
Yeah. But they were showing how it adjusts. It's kind of like a machine working.
Huh.
To produce it, and I was like to see that particular episode again to be more familiar with what they were talking about. But that was kind of an interesting show.
I'll be bothered. I need to do some more work on aliens and ETs, and I did do some brief work when I was on the coast to coast in the late 90s, but I've really done nothing since then at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Once again, one of the many untapped areas of research in reverse speed.
Oh, yeah. Every area could stand using reverse speech to gain more knowledge and information about their profession, their discipline, whatever.
Yep.
You know, I often think, you know, physicists are stuck in our time. If they sat down and talked amongst each other and checked out the reversals, they might get some clues of which way to go or what they need to be looking at.
I think you're absolutely right. Well, as we showed in the first hour of this program, we are tapping into a common collective unconscious. And,
yes.
And that contains all sorts of knowledge and mysteries. And just by asking the right questions in the right way, we can get that information out in reverse. And that's a pretty powerful use of reverse speech.
Yes, it is. It is very much.
All right, Jeff, we're at the end of the show, mate. So,
all righty, sir.
Thanks for joining me again. I appreciate you coming on.
No problem. Always fun.
Yeah, we'll have you again. Okay.
All right.
Bye. See you.
Goodbye.
See you next week. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavior problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celeni has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celeni's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rentz Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Well, hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody's having a fantastic Friday. It's a little overcast over here in Florida. I think we've got some of the chemtrail spray going on. But other than that, it's a blessed day. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. But I got up this morning to check my emails, and I had the latest email in from Chuck Baldwin, who's a friend of mine. And it really was relatively critical about the guys in the White House and the evangelicals in the White House with Trump. And I like Chuck. I mean, he's a good friend. And so pretty much every single thing